This is an informational item.
Item number six is from the Office of the Comptroller, submitting a monthly update of the 2012 fiscal report. This is the March 13, 2013 report. It is informational unless otherwise directed by the Commission.
Based upon, we're pretty much near the end of our close right now. The auditors will be coming in next week to begin their process of meeting with departments and going through and doing a review of our numbers. What I've included for you here is the current projection. The projection that was included in this report is a surplus of $24.6 million. As an amendment to that, based upon some entries that were made last week, our surplus is around $23 million right now. That could be amended slightly with auditors and other types of things as we go through issues with them, but we're definitely above $20 million for the year, probably ending up around $23, $24 million as the surplus for the year. So we wanted to provide you that projection and also the options for the use of the surplus, and you will have a report from the Department of Administrative Services regarding what their consideration is. And in essence, you have three options. One is to let it all just simply fall to the bottom line for 2012, which means it would be used in the 2014 budget. So that would be assuming the $23 million. That would all fall to the bottom line, and that would all go to offset. Based upon the five-year forecast that you saw, that amount was around $15 million, so it would exceed that dollar amount that's there. My recommendation is $5.5 million that would fall into there, which is the same amount as the surplus from last year that fell to the bottom line. The second option you have is putting money into the debt service reserve. So in this case of the 23, if you move $5.5 million into the debt service reserve, you would have about $18 million that would go if you put $5 million into the surplus to go to 14, you have $18 million in essence that would go into the debt service reserve that you can then either use for 13, 14, 15, whatever you want to use that for. The last option is there is an option of placing it in the tax stabilization fund. Based upon an analysis that was done of the state legislation for the tax stabilization fund in the past, there was a report from 2002 or 2003 that was done by the Department of Administrative Services along with county board staff at that time. Their recommendation was not to put it into that fund at that time, and I would continue that recommendation based upon the way the state statute is written right now, because it will limit your ability to be able to access and get to use to it. In essence, it goes in there, and it can only be used to cover any if you have an increase in your property taxes, which goes more than 3%. Because of the state cap, you would never be using that money then. And the only way that you can get any other money out of it is if the balance in the tax stabilization fund exceeds 5% of your total budget, which would be quite a large number, and you're nowhere near that, and so you probably don't have that. Would probably be over $100 million, $50 million in there, and so you're not near that area either. So our recommendation right now is to put $5.5 million that would go towards the bottom line, which would be used in 14, the remainder into the debt service reserve, but not to place it in the tax stabilization fund. We would come back to you with some proposed legislation in the future that we would make suggestions that could be changed to the tax stabilization fund statute that may make it more amenable to us that we could put it into there. That's it.
Supervisor Johnson, Supervisor Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Having heard Comptroller Mansky, I will move to receive and place this in the file. Looking forward to item number 7 so that we can proceed. It seems that the recommendation of the Comptroller is consistent with the what's to be taken up in item number 7. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. So we have a motion to place it on file. Supervisor Lipscomb, do you have some questions?
I'd support that. I don't know, Mr. Chairman, if the comptroller would comment now or just stay at the table for the next item, just to reconcile the slight difference in the in the recommendations. So.
You can stay there, right?
Yeah, I'll just wait till.
Yep. Any other questions on item 6? Then do we need to take the roll on the motion to place on file? Take the roll, please.
On the motion for receive and place on file, Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Cuomo West.
Aye.
Gerson.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Point of order. Motion approved, 9-0.
Go ahead.
I feel to also, I would like to see us receive and place on file for the record the Unicast, the 5-year Unicast, and I failed to do that before we resolved. Can I have unanimous consent to return to that item and receive and place on file the Unicast report?
Right. So we have Supervisor Jersey going to ask unanimous consent to go back to item 5. Right.
Yes.
Any objection to that? If not, she moves to receive and place on file item number 5. You take the roll on that, please.
On the motion for receive and place on file for the Unicast report, Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Cuomo West.
Aye.
Gerzik.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion approved, 9-0.
Item 7, correct?